A salty Caribbean breeze stirs the trees outside the first classrooms of West Indian Training School in the early 1900s. In a wooden building surrounded by sugarcane, a group of educators gathers for early morning worship, praying for rain for their students and for strength. They are not just launching a school, they are daring to dream a Christ-centered education into existence on new soil. That dream, visionary, fragile, resilient, became the foundation of Seventh-day Adventist education across the Caribbean. It challenged colonial powers, called students from varied islands, and demanded that theology meet real life in every lesson plan. As we reflect on the ideal blueprint of Adventist education, we must journey with these pioneers and revisit the principles, leaders, and contextual wisdom that continue to shape the movement today. The history and vision of Adventist education in the Caribbean. Seventh-day Adventist education began in the Caribbean in the late 19th and early 20th centuries as missionaries brought the church's commitment to holistic Christian education to the region. The West Indian Training School, founded in 1919 in Manville, Jamaica, marked a seminal moment, born from a recognition that effective ministry required trained leaders nurtured through balanced spiritual, intellectual, and physical development. This school embodied the church's global vision adapted to the Caribbean's cultural and societal realities.